Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell to talk about donations needed for Student Fire Prevention Week packets.
Fire Prevention Week is coming up, and one of the things that your department does is offer education to the children of Knoxville at schools with packets of information about fire prevention. Talk a little bit about what's included in those packets.
There's a variety of goods. There's a brochure that talks about fire safety. It talks about planning for an exit drill in your home. Call it the Edith drill. Exit drill in the home. They learn how to exit the school, yet are we really ever doing any training at home? And so the brochure encourages that. Talks about where pots, pans, handles should be on the stove and not to play with matches, that kind of thing. Talks about smoke detectors and that batteries are for smoke detectors, not just for toys, and that they should stay in smoke detectors and that they need to be tested once a month. Another thing that'll be in that packet is a magnet that has a monthly schedule so that the student will be able to have that on their refrigerator, let's say, for example, at home, and then they can check off each month identifying that they've checked their smoke detector for that month. There's some fun stuff for the kids. There's a sticker. There's a coloring book will be included. So lots of good, fun training materials that will coach them on how to be fire safe.
Now, you guys have decided to take on putting these packets together yourselves, and that's one of the reasons why we're talking today is because you're in need of additional funding. What made you decide to take this on yourself?
Well, in the past, we've used a vendor that sent letters out asking for donations, and then those donations was given to him, and he provided these packets. We felt that we could better serve the community and the community's dollars by buying this direct from the National Fire Protection Association. They offer a discount if you're a member, and obviously we are. National Fire Protection Association is the organization that actually develops our fire codes. They do a lot of other things like collect statistics on civilian deaths, firefighter line of duty deaths, things like that. So we get this discount. We can buy the materials at a much more reasonable price, and we get to actually pick and choose what materials are in there. So we feel it's a better product for a lesser price. So that's why we decided to take on this project ourselves, as well as we know what we're presenting. With these packets that we're getting is includes an adult brochure as well. So not only will we be able to address the children, but they can take their packets home as the parents go through the packets, and they'll find this adult brochure that gives them some more advanced information on fire safety as well. So we think it's a win-win deal. In that packet, we'll get a DVD. So there's a short video for the kids. That makes our presentation to the children a much more consistent presentation.
Put it in perspective as to how many children do you guys serve in your area?
Preschool, kindergarten, first through third will actually get the packets. We're going to present to about 900 children. So there's quite a few kids that we are able to share a message with, and I think that's an awesome thing. The more children we reach out to, the better. Future-wise, I'd love to reach out to the high school, middle school, and have a message for them as well. Obviously, we have limited staff, limited hours, and limited funding, so it's difficult to reach out above and beyond the fifth graders.
How can people help contribute to this fund?
We're asking for donations. You can mail a check to City Hall at 305 South 3rd Street to the attention of the Fire Prevention Program, or you can drop it by the station. This is a great cause. The word's out, and people are willing to help the children, and I'm pleased. I'm thrilled to death that these people are coming forward, but we need more.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.